insightful articles. He'll join us in just a few minutes.
That's all coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A person was struck and killed by a Metro train early this morning. It happened a little after 5 between the Naylor Road and Suitland stations on the Green Line. No passengers were aboard the train at the time, Metro says. Right now, there is no Green Line service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Metro has shuttle buses running. Hillary Clinton's campaign says she'll return to the stump tomorrow after a few days off to recuperate from pneumonia. Even if Hillary Clinton can't be out campaigning right now, plenty of surrogates are.
President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, all arguing Clinton's case while she recuperates. The president traveled to the battleground state of Pennsylvania Tuesday, his first solo appearance as surrogate in chief.
I really, really, really want to elect Hillary Clinton.
The president's goal, to convince his diverse array of backers that Clinton is worth their support and to play attack dog. I'm Ryan Nobles.
Meanwhile, a new poll in Virginia finds the presidential race is tightening.
The latest numbers from public policy polling find Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump, 45-39%, with Gary Johnson having 6% of the vote. This is pollster Tom Jensen.
She doesn't have the double-digit lead that she did in most of the polls around this time last month.
Of registered Republicans asked, 81% say they support Trump. The survey asked 878 likely voters between September 9th and 11th. And has a margin of error of 3%. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump's Virginia campaign chairman is calling on the 2017 GOP candidates for governor of Virginia to get behind Trump. Of course, Chairman Corey Stewart is himself one of those candidates for governor. A Loudoun County school board member is due in court today to face a trespassing charge after she was arrested at a Donald Trump rally last month. But members of the county school board last night voted not to consider censuring Joy Maloney. And that's too bad, says Republican County Supervisor Ron Meyer.
In the school board last night, a couple brave members of the school board tried to reprimand her. The school board decided that they weren't going to do it, which I think is unfortunate. It's really a sad example to set for our kids, what she did.
Meyer spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Earlier this year, a Prince George's County teacher's aide was arrested on 23 counts of sex abuse of children. Now comes word of other possible cases of abuse in the school system.
The new principal at Judge Sylvania Woods Elementary School is off the job, according to Prince George's County Public Schools CEO, Dr. Kevin Maxwell.
And he will remain on leave until such time as the allegations are verified or we find that they are not true.
As for what the allegations are, well, he's not saying. At James Ryder Ramble Elementary, a bus aide is also under investigation for alleged sex abuse on a bus.
We expect that our faculty and staff will meet our high expectations, and when they don't, we are going to swiftly take action.
No criminal charges have yet been filed. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,067, the NASDAQ at 5155. Sports, the Mets end the Nationals' 4-game winning streak. The Orioles beat Boston. WMDA, the Mystics beat New York. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Catch of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV's most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting around traffic circles definitely can be challenging. And unfortunately, we have a crash in the Chevy Chase Circle. So if you're coming southbound Connecticut Avenue, you're most affected. So just south of 410 East-West Highway, extra volume, again, to get through the circle because of the crash. Still fire department activity there a few moments ago. 270 southbound, most of the way out of Frederick, down through the Beltway with the heavy volume. Better ICC, Maryland 200 westbound. The crash near Shady Grove is cleared, and I'm looking at delays just about eased out. Out of West Friendship, better news. You can now use 32 north of Pfeffercorn Road where we had the incident. Traffic does get by, and that's much improved. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the volume each direction now in Laurel. 95 from the ICC slows to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. And DC 295 south near Pennsylvania Avenue, we had the crash northbound. Slow from the Beltway heading into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even hotter today than it was yesterday. Today, most of us at or above 90 degrees. A few clouds around this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, 94. Now, early tonight, about 7, 8 o'clock, could be a shower, thunder shower around, then partly cloudy, 69. Those showers, thunder showers associated with a cold front, that will come through and seasonable temperatures in tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine, a northeast breeze, 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Dumfries, 63 in Bethesda, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Bill Clinton says he would do whatever he's asked to do in a Hillary Clinton White House. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line is Byron York with the Washington Examiner, a guy who's been writing some very insightful stuff over there about campaign 2016. Good morning to you, Byron. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. So I want to start off by talking about the event that occurred on 9/11, just outside Ground Zero. Hillary Clinton takes some kind of step off of the curb, and it didn't look good. Anybody who's seen that video, I think, is troubled by what they saw there. How do you think this is going to play out in this election? Is it going to have an impact on the mind of voters when they cast their ballots?
Well, I think there's a couple of things on it. The way the Clinton team handled it, and if you followed the news that day, you were just as confused as the reporters were. The way the team handled it does nothing to help Clinton's reputation for being, shall we say, secretive and not telling the truth. Those are always two of the worst numbers in Hillary Clinton's polls, and this ain't going to help at all. As far as the substance of it is concerned, I mean, there had been lots of rumors and talk about Hillary Clinton's health, but this one, if it is what they say it is, it's kind of understandable to people. I mean, we've all been sick. We've had a cold. We tried to keep working. It got worse, and we ended up in bed. I think if there were nothing else that happened in the course of this campaign and she was fine and seemed vigorous and everything, I think that's probably not going to have a huge
effect. But let me ask you a question, because it, as we've gotten to learn more about it, I mean, yesterday I was struck by one thing. There was a story out there that I completely forgot about from 2005. She passed out on a stage in upstate New York when she was a senator. That happened in 2005. 2012, she passes out in her home, hits her head. We know about that one. It's well documented. They talk about that. And then we see this incident on the street in New York City. That's three incidents that we know of. Doesn't that start to have a doesn't
No,
that
that's an excellent point. And, you know, Bill Clinton kind of went off message and suggested that, you know, not too many times, but more than a couple, she has actually, that has actually happened to her. So you're right. That is an issue, and especially with the one in 2005, which most people like me had forgotten, you had forgotten it. If you put them together like that, yeah, that's a question.
If I could ask, Byron, you have an interesting take on the deplorables comment. I think that most pundits and observers and American voters thought that what she said was, akin to the 47% remark from Romney. It showed that she had disdain for a certain segment of the American voters, many of whom are supporting Donald Trump and don't consider themselves racist, homophobic, misogynistic. But you had a different take. What's this all about?
Well, I think some of the people in the Trump circle, Trump supporters, viewed this as just a gift from Hillary Clinton. But if you looked at the way it plays out, now this requires a willing press, which she has, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What you saw was when Mike Pence appeared on Monday on CNN, Mike Pence, Wolf Blitzer, says, well, you know, I mean, some of your supporters are deplorables, aren't they, right? I mean, David Duke, he's deplorable, right? Now, Pence said, I think very categorically, he said, we don't want his support, and we don't want the support of people who think like him.
That's right.
Pretty clear. And then Wolf says, yeah, but he's deplorable, right? And then Pence wouldn't say that. So, if you look, the headlines from the rest of the day and from yesterday, Pence declines to call Duke deplorable. Mike Pence refuses to call Duke deplorable. And multiply that by about 50. That it was all of the headlines from this. So, and of course Hillary Clinton jumped on this saying, you know, look, if you can't call David Duke deplorable, you really don't deserve to be running for president. So, I think it turned into something that, and this is probably not an accident and probably not unconsidered by the Hillary people, turned into something that could be used against Trump and his team.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I mean, he does have a willing. They do have a willing press corps willing to take up such issues, and maybe there was some brilliance to it at all. However, I think that when I talk to people of the conservative and the conservative movement, they're very deeply offended by this. And are there people out there that were sort of on the bubble who will say, in your mind, you know what, that's just a little too much?
Well, I think there could be, and you've seen a lot of people, you've seen at the Trump rallies, I mean, Trump had a rally the next day and called people up on this day, I think it was in North Carolina, called people up on the stage, kind of a diverse group of Trump supporters, you know, saying, I'm not deplorable.
Right.
And that was actually a pretty effective presentation.
It was, right, yeah.
And so the whole deplorable thing has become clearly a meme on the Trump side. And, it is something I think it consolidates his support. Does it actually extend his support? That part I don't know.
Interesting. Byron, let me also ask you, you know, everyone's waking up this morning to this news of leaked Colin Powell emails. Uh-huh. And there seems to be two very specific headlines, depending on which news agency you look at. One is Colin Powell in leaked emails calls Donald Trump a disgrace to this nation. See, now, to me, that's a dog bites man headline because he's already been out there as one of the never Trumps. Then there's also this chain of emails, a remarkable chain between he and a very influential fundraiser for the Democratic Party, revealing a lot about their feelings about Hillary Clinton. Why don't you shed some light on that and tell me if this makes a difference?
Well, Colin Powell, it sounds like he's shaping up as a Evan McMullen voter, as far as I can tell. but I mean, he displays
he's the one.
Real contempt for Hillary Clinton. I mean, one, for the fact that she tried to pin this whole email thing on him. He's been telling her not to do that. He explains in great detail why the system that he used for private email was different than hers, one of the big one being he used the actual State Department system for classified information. And then basically saying, you know, she just kind of screws everything up. And she kind of goes at everything so hard and won't listen to what anybody tells her and is so secretive that she screws everything up. Now, this is Colin Powell, a man I believe who voted twice for Barack Obama.
Yep.
And is not in any way hostile to the Obama administration, really, and in a private conversation saying some very damaging things about Hillary Clinton.
The poll numbers do seem to be tightening, and I know that when you look at polls, you don't look at one poll, you look at many, many, many polls, and we haven't seen yet whether there's any fallout from the health matter to any degree, or whether the basket of deplorable things will have an impact on the polls or not. But it is definitely tightening up. Where do you think that are the most difficult spots for the Trump campaign?
Well, a couple of things. things. One, the Real Clear Politics average of national polls is now at 2.1. Hillary Clinton up by 2.1. And if you remember, a month ago, it was about 8 points. A really big one this morning, and it's getting a lot of talk,
is Ohio poll
by Bloomberg in Ohio, which shows Trump up by 5 points, 48-43 over Hillary Clinton. By the way, for you folks who are following the Senate races, it shows Rob Portman just killing Ted Strickland, 53-36. So let me tell you one number from this Bloomberg poll. They asked, did NAFTA increase or decrease jobs in Ohio? Increase 20%, decrease 57%.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a huge number. And I think that might help Trump in Pennsylvania as well. Might help him in a place like Wisconsin, which, no Republican has won since Reagan in 84.
Right.
These are numbers that are actually looking pretty good for Trump. And I think there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, Clinton has had a bad few days. There's no doubt about that. But Trump has really cleaned up his act on the stump.
Yes, he has.
He does better in his stump speeches. There's fewer extemporaneous remarks to get himself in trouble. He also combines the big rallies that he always loves so much with actual events like visiting a church or visiting Louisiana or sitting at a round table with some labor leaders or things like that. He's varying it up a little bit, getting better local press by doing that. And so, Hillary's having some problems right now, but Trump is actually doing better.
We'll have to leave it right there. Byron York from the Washington Examiner, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It is 8:16, so let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center for WML Traffic and Weather.
And you bet, on the Beltway, Maryland, trouble spot right now. Well, we have a lot of volume everywhere, but the accident's going to be on the inner loop south of the John Hanson Highway, right as you come up to 4202 along the right side, causing outer loop rubbernecking delays as well. Wilson Bridge, still big backups near Branch Avenue, topside through Bethesda, Silver Spring. In fact, the inner loop leaving Bethesda as well, slow, 270, the volume Urbana, pushing down into Rockville. On 66, the earlier crash in Centerville's been gone, but still with big delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What a beautiful day we've got today. It's like mid-July. Sunny skies, high of 94 degrees. Stay hydrated, people. Tonight, stray shower or thunderstorm possible early in the evening. Then overnight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds mixed here and there. Temperatures get a little more comfortable, high around 80 tomorrow. Right now, 72 degrees at 8:17.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Let's continue talking about these emails from Colin Powell that we just touched on with Byron York, because there's a little bit more to discuss.
Right.
So there's this organization in D.C. called D.C. Leaks, which is like WikiLeaks, D.C. Leaks, right? And they are the ones who are claiming responsibility for tapping into Colin Powell's emails. Now, let's just be clear here. These are not government emails. Mm-hmm. These are not classified emails. There is personal emails. He's on America Online. Listen, it's going to happen. If you don't take precautions, and he got hacked into. Now, this has been revealed by a website called The Intercept, and the writer of the article is a guy named Li Fang. These guys are lefties. These guys are coming from the left.
Perspective of the left.
In a big way. And the stuff that is revealed here is not helpful to Hillary Clinton. I told you there's this one email where he says that Trump's a national disgrace. Well, I doubt that we needed to hack into Colin Powell's emails to learn that. He's been pretty adamant about being a never-Trumper, right? Mm-hmm. But this stuff that he has about Hillary Clinton, we touched on a little bit of it, where he is so incensed that they keep trying to throw him under the bus as the scapegoat for her use of emails. And so there are a bunch of private emails where he is imploring not just people in Camp Clinton, but also he's reaching out to New York Times reporters saying, you got to understand the difference here. There is, first of all, no, I did not tell her that she should conduct her business on email. Secondly, I considered, I'm just paraphrasing the emails, but I've read them. He says, I considered email at that time to be like a phone conversation.
Right.
Anything that you would say over the phone, you could put in an email and just understand that it might get read into. I didn't conduct any government business and any private classified business on my AOL accounts.
Very, very different. That's
right. Very different. He said, I made two accounts. They were very distinctive. And whenever I did any of my government classified business, I had a full setup system that handled that. To suggest that he was the one who gave her the advice to do this and that in some way he's giving her cover, it incensed him, and he continues to be incensed about it.
Yeah. It's very interesting to read this. He seems really irritated with the folks. And there were emails between him and Cheryl Mills in which he says, look, don't you be dragging me into this mess. And Cheryl Mills said, oh, yeah, now we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. But we're not in control of everyone, she says.
Yep. And flash forward to last week, where Nancy Pelosi's Democrats in the House released an email between Hillary Clinton and Colin Powell, where Hillary asked for details about how to do private emails in there. So yeah, I mean, Team Clinton is really making Powell angry. One other thing in this, there is an exchange between Colin Powell and a guy, I just mentioned it with Byron, this guy is a huge, huge fundraiser for the Democrats. And they had this exchange about Hillary Clinton, specifically about the day that Bernie Sanders won in Maine. And they're going back and forth about how Colin Powell says, oh, this has got to be driving her crazy because you know, she feels entitled to this. This is the last jewel that she wants to win, and she's incensed that Sanders is going to take it from her. And they also mentioned in their conversation about how they the Clintons refer to Barack Obama as that man. And they're still angry that man took the nomination from 2008. And they said that Barack Obama was, when they were talking about the trouble that she was getting into with emails, they suggested in this email exchange that Barack Obama wouldn't mind if she had some legal problems because he's not a big supporter of Hillary. He knows that if she gets in there, she's going to mess up his legacy.
And yet he was on the campaign trail for her yesterday.
He was. So this is all very revealing stuff. Not that we're in favor of people's emails getting leaked. We're not celebrating that.
No.
But they're out there, so why not have a little fun with it? It's 8:22 on WMAL.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. John Marshall Bank is 10 years old this year. I want to invite you to join the many businesses that already bank with John Marshall Bank. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and make the switch today. John Marshall Bank, the better way to bank.
I've been talking about my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance, you know, for years now. That's right. And I've mentioned Frank's military service, his West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system, his ability to deliver results on time for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. That's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he called Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home and wanted to recoup his money. Frank cranked up his marketing system, and after one full weekend, sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro DC area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. Again, 703-399-4538. If you want to learn more, just go to his website, itrustfrank.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a reminder, Metro Rail's Green Line, no train service due to the person that was struck on the rails between the Suitland Station and Naylor Station. So no Green Line trains between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Buses are set up, but Green Line trains are running between Southern Avenue and Greenbelt. I've had a couple people ask me that. On the trip in from the west, 66, where delays are just out of gain. Gainesville, most of the way through Centerville, earlier crash, now history, through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, slow. The Beltway, we're bunched up as you come out of Newington to get you onto the inner loop heading toward Tyson's. That outer loop problem we had near Telegraph Road, that's been resolved. 395 out of Newington, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of heavy volume this morning. DC 295 each direction toward the 11th Street Bridge. We're hung up. And on Maryland's 95 south of the ICC near 212, that incident had been cleared to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still running well above average temperatures in our forecast. Today, we're getting into the 90s again. 94, plenty of sunshine. Cooler weather, however, on the way by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAS.
72 degrees at 826. By the way, real fast, I didn't have his name at my fingertips in that last segment. Jeffrey Leeds is the big Democratic Party fundraiser. He is the insider of insiders.
Right.
He was the one who was caught on those email exchanges with Colin Powell about Obama and Hillary. Very good reading over there from Lee Fang at The Intercept. All right, ice cream. Who doesn't love ice cream?
We all scream for ice cream.
We do, and there's a thing coming to D.C. that everyone's just blowing their brains over. They're getting so excited. It's called rolled ice cream. Rolled ice cream.
Well,
this is something that started in Thailand.
I never had bad ice cream, and so if something new and different and exciting that's called rolled ice cream,
yeah.
I'm all ears.
Have you had the little ice cream dots?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the dip and dots. Yeah,
right.
Have you had that? Do you like that?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not what it seems
gold
like.
Gold medal ribbon Baskin-Robbins, my favorite.
Your favorite ice cream is a Baskin-Robbins?
I like gold medal ribbon.
But it's Baskin-Robbins.
It's all right. Pretty good.
Well, there's this thing out of Thailand that is now, the people on the West Coast love it. Basically, it's they take ice cream, they put it on a cold metal sheet, they chop in a bunch of ingredients, sort of like Cold Stone Creamery, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
But then they freeze it again, and then they shave it like in these rolled strips and serve it to you. Mm-hmm. How this makes it better, I don't know. But at least somebody's coming up with some new ideas. It's 8:28.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novec.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up, a candidate last night proposed 6 weeks of maternal leave paid by the federal government and government-subsidized child care. And that candidate was the Republican. We'll talk about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A person has been struck and killed by a Metro train this morning between stations on the Green Line. Metro Transit Police say it's not yet clear why the person was on the tracks between the Naylor Road and Suitland stations. Right now, there is no Green Line service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue, shuttle buses instead. Donald Trump says working mothers should be fairly compensated for their work and have access to affordable, quality child care for their kids. He unveiled his proposal yesterday, but his opponents not impressed.
The Clinton campaign says the Trump proposal doesn't go far enough. They put out a statement last night. It says, after spending his entire career and this entire campaign demeaning women and dismissing the need to support working families, Donald Trump released a regressive and insufficient maternity leave policy that's out of touch, half-baked, and ignores the way Americans live and work today.
Correspondent Joe Johns, a host of Democrats are out campaigning for Hillary Clinton as she recuperates from pneumonia. President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and Vice President Joe Biden among those hitting the trail for Clinton. Later today, Chelsea Clinton is set to visit Roanoke, Virginia. The Loudoun County School Board has voted not to consider censuring one of its members who was arrested at a Donald Trump rally last month. Joy Maloney was arrested for trespassing August 2nd at Briarwoods High School. Republican County Supervisor Ron Meyer says Maloney should have been censured.
People are frustrated that people in elected office feel like they're above the law, and that's what she did. She felt like she was above the law and above the wishes of the police officers. Instead of trying to discuss it with them or talk with them, she tried to make a scene.
Meyer spoke last hour on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,067, the NASDAQ at 5155. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Mets, but still have a 9-game lead in the NL East. The Orioles pick up some ground, beating the Red Sox. WMDA, the Mystics' playoff hopes are still alive after a win over the New York Liberty. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at vfop.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway accidents, Maryland, two of them. So if you're on the inner loop heading out of New Carrollton over toward FedEx Field, we have the crash inner loop at 202, now out of the travel lanes, but very heavy. Outer loop had some rubbernecking delays. Second crash is in Bethesda on the inner loop of the Beltway, right as you come past 355 before Connecticut Avenue. And I'm looking at the two right lanes blocked. 270, boy, big tie-ups this morning, just heavy volume. So many of us come out of Urbana. Most of the way down to the Beltway, I'm seeing those brake lights pretty intense. On 29 out of Fairland through White Oak and down to Four Corners, heavy with the rush hour there too. Take into Virginia, a 95 north, Lorton crash cleared, getting a little bit better there. And then 395 Newington over the 14th Street Bridge with stop-and-go delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot one today, unseasonably hot temperatures, 12-plus degrees above normal, 94 degrees. Lots of sunshine with a few clouds. Cold front's on the march. This evening it gets here. Maybe a stray shower, thunder shower, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, 69. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of more seasonable, 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 67 in Herndon, 71 in La Plata, 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
By recapturing fraud and improper payments in the unemployment insurance program, we can provide 6 weeks of paid maternity leave to any mother with a newborn child whose employer does not provide the benefit.
That was Donald Trump last night talking about his new child care plan, which is a big and very bold plan. And among one of the things that catches everybody's attention is a guaranteed six-week leave for anyone who has a child. According to some of the reports, it also will have a tax deduction for child care expenses for up to four children. It is capped at the average cost of care in the state and available in single-income households, making up to $250,000 or $500,000 in joint income households. So that's, you know, a lot of people. It guarantees 6 weeks of paid maternity leave paid out of unemployment insurance fund for companies, for women who work for companies that don't provide a benefit like that. So it's a very big idea. Many people out there look at it and go, wow. Is that a conservative plan? I don't know. What do you think about this idea? 888-630-9625. Do you get on board with this? Do you think it's the right approach? Or do you think it's something that is, sort of against some conservative principles? I'll tell you, one conservative who likes it is Mercedes Schlapp. Yeah, we know her. She's on our show sometimes. You see her all the time on Fox News. Her husband runs the American Conservative Union. She likes this idea.
This is an opportunity to talk about an issue that is popular. I mean, you're talking that 72% of women support paid family leave. You're talking about the fact that these are real concerns for women in terms of child care expenses being so high. So I think it is a very smart move by Donald Trump to talk about this issue, which has been in the Democrat field. And it's time for Republicans to really be able to propose bold solutions and figure out how they're going to manage it with federal spending.
Now, there you have it. Do you like the idea that Donald is proposing here? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WN. I do not. I think it's too much. One of the things that I have, I mean, I think it's one thing to say we're going to consider the possibility of tax credits. I generally like tax credits or tax cuts, this is definitely pro-family in nature. It's the 6 weeks of guaranteed maternity leave that bothers me. It bothers me if you're an employer, especially a small business employer, you may not be able to afford having some of your key people gone for 6 months. Six weeks. And it also bothers me a little bit that you might have a situation where an employer, if facing a choice of between two candidates for a given job, and one of them happens to be a woman of childbearing years, that you might say, oh, man, I like her, but I don't know that I want to hire her if I run the risk of losing her for a big 6 week swath of time. I think that might actually work against women in the workplace to some degree. So I have some concerns about this. It's definitely something that Donald Trump is doing because his daughter seems to like it and seems to be the driving force behind it. I'm not sure it's a particularly conservative idea. I do have some concerns about it.
Well, I think that I have two opinions about it. One of them, Mercedes Schlapp's opinion, and let's be clear here, you said, you know, she loves this plan. Well, from what I heard from that cut, she may very well love this plan, but from what I heard from that cut, she thinks it is a smart political move. Mm. Now, there's a distinction there. Is this a smart political move by Donald Trump? Probably it is. And I'm used to this because it seems like every 4 years, whoever the Republican nominee is, they come out with one proposal, at least one proposal, that ends up, you know, sort of throwing a bone to Democrats, to liberals, to women voters who tend to lean toward larger government provided benefits like this. And also throwing a bone to the media, I think, in terms of not, taking one weapon away from them. You saw this with George W. Bush with No Child Left Behind, with the Medicare prescription aid package, where, you know, a Republican could go up there and say, oh, no, I think government can do good things, and I think that people need help, and the government can provide that help, and so here it is. And so politically, I guess it makes sense. But in actual practical use, of course I'm against it, because I'm a liberty-loving small government Republican. But Donald Trump isn't. He never said he was. He's sort of been telegraphing that he was going to do something like this for months now. And, it just makes you more wary about the stuff that he might do. And that makes you even more, you know, determined to keep an eye on the Republicans and the Freedom Caucus in Congress. Because guess what? Donald Trump can propose this as president of the United States. But he needs the House of Representatives and the Senate to pass it.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. To the phone lines we go. How about Andrew in Gainesville? Andrew, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. By the way, the whole scenario about if I'm an employer, I have to, I don't want to have to hold a job if a woman gets it. It's already codified in federal law. The Family Medical Leave Act already requires that if my employee gets pregnant and has a baby, I have to hold her job.
Well, I understand that, but it's very different when you're talking about a week or two versus 6 weeks, isn't it?
No. It's 8 weeks.
Well, you're talking about 8 weeks.
The difference here is they're going to get paid.
That's right. It's going to be paid.
But not through the employer.
Hold on. He didn't say that the employers would be mandated. He would say, in the case where employers don't offer that, we'll do it through the unemployment insurance, which is something that you pay into, but it is not the same as coming all out of pocket on it.
Well, but hold on. Let's be real about this, Andrew. We pay into unemployment right now, and then people who receive unemployment get paid out of that fund. If you had a brand new benefit where people are going to get paid for 6 weeks for maternity leave out of that same fund, you're either going to run out of money or you got to raise taxes.
No, I don't disagree that it may require some increase, but it also, and I know that people use this all the time, but he said, we'll help to pay for it by offsetting the over abuse of unemployment insurance, which is
There is a lot of fraud and abuse.
Waste, fraud, and abuse is how they're going to pay for everything. I know, Andrew. Listen, but before we get bogged down in the details, and we'll continue with your calls in a moment, there's an overriding principle here that needs to be addressed, and that is women need maternity leave, and men need paternity leave, right? And right now, as Andrew just said, the law is that you get that leave, but you don't get paid.
That's right.
And child care is expensive, and people have to pay for child care if they're working and they have kids, okay? Those are two real problems and real issues. Why does the government have to provide those solutions? That's the fundamental principle here, and Trump has fallen for it.
More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 844.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Well, the kids are back in school now, so how about getting your house back to clean, right? I bet when you looked around after the kids went back to school, you're like, wow, what tornado just hit my home over the past summer months? Well, you can get your house back to clean with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets and my upholstery. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. Zero Res always guarantees their work. And if you suffer from allergies, by the way, that's in the news a lot lately. People are really suffering from allergies, and it gives them postnasal drip, turns into pneumonia, then you're collapsing on the sidewalk. You don't want that. Well, to help get rid of the allergies, Zero Res will get rid of all that stuff in your carpet that's making your eyes water. This is going to make a huge difference in your life. Imagine if they use Zero Res up there in Chappaqua. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on the Beltway. Better news, we had two accidents 10 minutes ago. Now we have a change. Inner Loop in Bethesda before you get to Connecticut Avenue after 355, all gone. We still have the volume, but all lanes have been reopened. Same story coming through the area of Landover, heading past FedEx Field. Inner Loop at 202, crash cleared out of the travel lanes. Now Fort Meade area, west on 32, absolutely jammed to the crash at the BW Parkway. So that's 32 West at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Unfortunately, no change with Metrorail. Green Line, no train service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Had a person that was struck by a train earlier this morning, so investigation continues. Shuttle buses have been set up, but expect big delays on the Green Line and through the service. No problems to report currently. George Washington Parkway, new problems? Nope, but the old problem northbound near the Beltway, that had been off to the median. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot one today, unseasonably hot temperatures, 12 plus degrees above normal, 94 degrees, lots of sunshine with a few clouds. Cold front's on the march. This evening it gets here, maybe a stray shower, thunder shower, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, 69. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of more seasonable, 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 847.
What he is proposing is to out-Democrats the Democrats. This is an enormous new entitlement. It will blow the debt. And when he says the mandate, he's going to mandate from Washington. Isn't that the one thing that Republicans all agree upon of the government stepping in and telling private industry what to do? He says that will be paid for by taking out waste, fraud, and abuse from the unemployment insurance system. If you believe that, you will believe anything.
That was Charles Krauthammer giving his assessment of Donald Trump's new plan for child care. There's some tax breaks and, a guarantee basically that you can have 6 weeks off paid when you have a baby. What do you think about that? Do you like this, or is it something that as a conservative, and Charles Krauthammer is a perfect example of this, you have some concerns about? Jack and McLean, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
There's more proof in my mind that he's a big government guy. He hasn't talked anything about looking at entitlement reform, real tax reform. This is more proof in my mind that, if elected, it's important that we get the Republicans in Congress to stop a lot of these programs that he's pushing. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that. Scott in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. I actually agree with Larry partially in the fact that, yes, every cycle
these Republican candidates throw a bone, like you said, to the liberals, to the press, to the left, as you were, of the aisle. But it never actually works. They always pick that bone up and whack us over the head with it for 4 years.
Yep.
And Hillary's done the same thing already, you know, with this child care. It's like, oh, yeah, well, it's not enough.
That's right.
You can't out-Democrat a Democrat.
Yeah, but they try every time. And listen, it gives them something to talk about, I suppose. Just ask anybody who is looking at this and saying, well, this makes sense. Child care is too expensive. And if you get a tax credit for child care, maybe that's okay. Ask yourself this question, one question, and answer it honestly. If the government starts providing tax credits to offset the cost of child care, will the cost of child care go up or down?
Well, there's that. Stephen and Reston, you're on with Brian and Larry. Your thought there, Stephen. Good morning.
Yes. My viewpoint is that anything that the government can do to support families is a conservative value. And from that point of view, I would say that supporting families is a good thing with this particular program.
What does that mean, supporting families? Do you think every conservative Republican who has not proposed federally mandated and paid maternity leave for 6 weeks and federally subsidized child care costs, do you think that they have been unsupportive of families?
Well, I think that the viewpoint that government imposes on people by taking money from one and giving it to another, that's a philosophical point of view. But in reality, we have to support families. And if we're going to, a program like this does that.
Well, I guess I get your point. If you're going to have a big program, at least it is something that's aimed at helping families and kids. But I got real issues about the way this goes. I don't think that government is the answer to all of our
problems. That is a real dangerous path. You look at Hillary Clinton's proposals and look at her website about everything that she wants to do for the sake of the children.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it supports families, then it's something that we should do. Well, that is a real dangerous path to walk down that I'm not willing to go. It's 8:51 on WMAO.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Some like it hot, but there is such a thing as too hot. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Very hot drinks are probably carcinogenic. That's the conclusion of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, part of the World Health Organization. Esophageal cancer is the eighth most common type of cancer worldwide. Here in North America and in Europe, it's caused mostly by smoking or drinking alcohol. But in parts of Asia, South America, East Africa, it's customary to drink scalding hot beverages, and this new classification puts drinking those very hot drinks in the same risk group as exposure to lead, gasoline, and exhaust fumes. But don't panic. We are talking about really hot beverages here, above 149 degrees, that the American Burn Association says can cause a third-degree burn in just 2 seconds. Here in the United States, we like our coffee and tea much cooler, plus with cream and sugar. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten, as always, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you know what, Larry? We're going to have a long rush hour still. Late to clear, a lot of volume. Fairfax County Parkway, latest problem, car fire. I've been seeing way too many of these. Northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway as you come up to Braddock Road. It was fully engulfed and crews at the scene. This is before you get to 29 Lee Highway. On 66 eastbound after 28 Centerville. New accident just reported. We're still trying to relieve the pressure of the delays through Manassas into Centerville. 395 most of the way, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heads up on 295, expected to take a while each direction across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Northbound crash in the backups at Malcolm X. That has been cleared. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Attention, barbecue buffs. Dickie's has classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow on a brioche bun. Served up at prices that are darned tasty, too. Come on in and get you some. Dickies, we speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still running well above average temperatures in our forecast. Today, we're getting into the 90s again. 94, plenty of sunshine. Cooler weather, however, on the way by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 73 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:57.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Hey, we're on the road tomorrow. We're going to be at the Fort Belvoir Golf Club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
And we'll also be joined by Jake Tapp.
Also, Chris Plant will be at the golf course.
Morning.
I will. Yes, I will. Yes, in fact, I will. The Colin Powell emails. Have you seen what CNN reported of the Colin Powell emails?